From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. With just 3 days of campaigning left before Americans head to the polls to elect the next president, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Meantime, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Speaking to a rally in Florida Saturday morning, Trump repeated his promise to repeal Obamacare. He made the same announcement during the GOP weekly address Saturday.
If we win on November 8th and elect a Republican House and Senate, we can finally deliver the change the American people deserve. My contract includes a plan to create 25 million new jobs. We will cut taxes on the middle class Americans by 35%, and we will repeal and replace the total disaster known as Obamacare.
Meantime, Hillary Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where music stars Beyoncé and her husband Jay-Z performed.
I want to be a president who helps everybody fulfill their God-given potential. And I can't do that unless on Tuesday we decide what kind of country we want to be. Will we reject a dark and divisive vision for our future and embrace a hopeful, inclusive, unifying America?
Opinion polls indicate a small and narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. A Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of 9 executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial in a case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey. They are charged with links to the Kurdish militant and the group blamed for the July 15th coup attempt. It's the latest in the ongoing political crisis in Turkey that has raised international concern. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of South Koreans poured into the streets of downtown Seoul Saturday demanding the resignation of President Park Geun-hye over a political scandal that has engulfed the nation. The protest came a day after Park apologized on live television for the heartbreaking scandal amid suspicions that she allowed a non-government associate to exercise authority. Catherine Moon with the Brookings Institute spoke about the impact the scandal is having on South Koreans.
The scandal has hit people really hard, and it's a conglomeration of accumulated grievances among the Korean society against the powerful and the wealthy, how they spread their money around, how they buy influence, and how politicians and other leaders basically just swallow it.
The scandal has left President Park increasingly isolated and powerless, and forced top aides to resign to face possible criminal indictments. Britain's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn on Saturday called on Prime Minister Theresa May to set out her government's negotiating position on Brexit without delay.
Thursday's High Court decision underlines the necessity that the Prime Minister brings the government's negotiating terms for Brexit to Parliament without delay. We accept and respect the decision of the referendum to leave the European Union, but there must be transparency and accountability to Parliament about the government's plans.
Corbyn's call for action comes in wake of the High Court ruling that lawmakers should be allowed to vote on triggering Article 15, which will mark the official EU exit process. The government is appealing against the Brexit ruling at the Supreme Court, with a hearing expected next month. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found late Friday carrying a baby boy in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from a Boko Haram base. The government has vowed to secure the release of nearly 200 girls who remain captive. Media reports out of China say dozens of highways in the northern part of the country were closed on Saturday morning due to heavy pollution, which has hindered public transportation. Outside Beijing, the Meteorological Observatory issued an orange alert for heavy pollution on Friday. Local government suggested that older people and children should stay indoors. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.